Welcome back to Hot Factor 91.3, Nigeria in Food, Herringbone, Hackett. I'm Dio. 13 gone past 5 o'clock. Discussions continue. Thanks for staying tuned. The matter will discuss it next. Governor Wike sacks Commissioner for Health, Prince Wuchike. What do you make of this action of the governor? Is the reason for the commissioner's sack cogent in your estimation? I'd like to get your take on this. And here is the reason, Kotsi. Our news from earlier on, Governor Yesu Mwike has sacked the Commissioner for Health, Prince Wuchike, for accepting to host the preliminary session of Medical and Dental Council of Nigeria in Port Harcourt without seeking approval from the Rivers State Government. Governor Wike announced the sack of Professor Chike during a courtesy visit by the chairman of the Medical and Dental Council of Nigeria, Professor Abba Wasiri Hassan, at Government House in Port Harcourt. He described the action of Professor Chike as embarrassing. Let's hear what the governor had to say about this development.
It was such an important meeting coming to River State, and we should know. So we'll be able to plan. This, when I just came here, is out of respect. And so I have sacked the Commissioner of the Health Multimedia Effect. Nobody does that. Nobody will embarrass my government. Nobody does it. Nobody does it. This attitude of people thinking that they can do whatever they want to do and get out of it cannot continue to work that way. Government is not run that way. You can't go for such an important body coming to the state without letting me know. You went and booked for government to host them with whose approval? When you know as a member of the Civil Council, we've already outlined activities for a period.
All right, so that's it basically from the governor's side. But I did some asking around or snooping around, if you will, to find out what exactly happened and why that led to the governor sacking the commissioner for health. So here is what I found out. And let's start from the beginning. What is the Medical and Dental Council of Nigeria? Well, the Medical and Dental Council of Nigeria is a regulatory body, basically, and its mission is to regulate the practice of medicine, dentistry, and alternative medicine in the most efficient manner that safeguards best healthcare delivery for Nigerians. In other words, the MDCN, Medical and Dental Council of Nigeria, is not an association, but a professional regulatory body in Nigeria. It's a professional regulatory body in Nigeria, so not an association of doctors or medical practitioners, but rather a regulatory body. And its role, the council should have responsibility for A, determining the standard of knowledge and skill to be attained by a person seeking to become members of the medical or dental profession, and reviewing those standards from time to time as circumstances may permit. B, securing in accordance with the provision of this Act, the establishment and maintenance of registers of persons entitled to practice members of the medical or dental profession, and the publication from time to time of list of those persons. So, C, reviewing and preparing from time to time a statement as to the code of conduct which the Council considers desirable for the practice of the professions in Nigeria. D, supervising and controlling the practice of homeopathy and other forms of alternative medicine. E, making regulations for the operation of clinical laboratory practice, practical in the field of forensic pathology, autopsy, and cytology, parasitology, chemical pathology, medical virology, and F, performing the other functions conferred on the council by this Act. So once again, the Medical and Dental Council of Nigeria is a regulatory body determining who can practice medicine in Nigeria and regulating the practice, basically. That's what they are, not an association. Now, who are members of the governing council? Members of the governing council, I believe, are drawn from all the states in River State. From all the states in the country. And from what I'm seeing on the website over here, the person who is on the governing council representing River State, as once again, from what I found out, there are members on the council from every, representing every state in the country. And just a moment. River State, from what I have, I hope this information is correct, but we currently have a Dr. Manda Tijoke, Director of Medical Services, I think, DMS River State. So, you have a member from every state in the country who is represented. So, every state basically is represented on the Governing Council. Now, this event, which has caused all of this, raised all this dust right now, supposedly or reportedly is an annual event. And the council, the Medical and Dental Council of Nigeria, holds its event annually. And the council determines where to hold this event. It's not determined by government, whether by the federal government or state government for that matter. They have a calendar. They have a calendar, and they determine amongst themselves, of course, where this event is going to be held. Now, from the information I also gathered, this event is not subject to be bankrolled by any state government. Even when they go to a state, any state that they choose to go hold this event, this preliminary session or something like that, it is bankrolled by the council, not by the state. So they do not ask states to host them or to pay for this event. They pay for the event, but they move from one state to another to organize this event. And from what I found out, that is exactly what was to play out in River State as well. They were not soliciting that the River State government fund this event. They simply chose River State as the venue for the next edition of this event. And so, in the wisdom of the leadership of the council, they sought to pay a courtesy call, a courtesy visit to the River State governor, since they were visiting the state. Visiting the state for their event, not at the behest or the invitation of the River State government. But they simply thought it wise that since they were in town anyway, it would be proper for them to visit, to pay a courtesy call to the governor, as I suppose they always done in the past. And as most associations and councils do anyway, if not all of them, they always seek audience with the governor of any state, whether they're visiting or where they're holding any event. So that's not, there's nothing unusual about that. So I'm not sure exactly what the problem was here. I also found out that it seems that the problem may have been the courtesy call. I'm not sure, is it the event in itself or the courtesy call? Because reports have it that the governor claimed or may have claimed that he wasn't aware of either the event itself or even the courtesy call. So it seemed like it all took the governor unaware somewhat. But from the My sources indicate that the commissioner did state that he did write to the governor intimating him of the event and a courtesy call also. He did write to the governor's office, but maybe the governor did not see the commissioner's communication to him. So maybe he was startled at the courtesy call or the courtesy visit of the officials of MDCN, Medical and Dental Council of Nigeria. And, reports have it that, or my sources indicate that the governor's initial response was maybe to not even see them, but he had a change of heart and he did see them eventually, but was somewhat upset at something or the other, and that led to him sacking the commissioner for health. So, that's what my sources did say. Your sources might say something different, and that's perfectly fine as well. So, what do you make of this? What do you make of the sack of the Commissioner of Health, based on the governor's position and based on what my sources indicated from my snooping around earlier on? Let's get your take. The numbers are the same, line to open. We got 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, 0817-93-0007. Keep it brief and straight to the point. And Facebook.com/NigerianForPH also. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. Hello, Hard Facts, welcome.
Hello there, good evening.
Hello, go ahead.
Yes, we are told that power corrupts, but absolute power corrupts absolutely. I may not know exactly. You have made some explanations. I don't know exactly why the governor do what he did yesterday. What he did yesterday was dire. It was the show of power taking to a new height. Even in a military system, such power, such raw power is not displayed.
I apologize.
The commissioner is professor of medicine.
Okay, I apologize, sir, but that's the most that I can take. I've just discovered I must go for a commercial break right now, but I will return afterwards. We've got headlines at about 5:30, and this conversation will continue. Please stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Health Factor Nigeria Info and Herring Port Harcourt. I'm Dai. 24 to go before 6 p.m. Governor Yusuf Muke has sacked the Commissioner for Health, Prince Wuchike, for accepting to host the preliminary session of Medical and Dental Council of Nigeria in Port Harcourt without seeking approval from the River State Government. Governor Muke announced the sack of Professor Chike during a courtesy visit by the Chairman of the Medical and Dental Council of Nigeria, Professor Abba Wasiri Hassan, at Government House in Port Harcourt. To describe the action of the professor Chike as embarrassing.
We have such an important meeting coming to River State, and we should know, so we'll be able to plan. This one, I just came here out of respect. And so I have sacked the Commissioner of Health with immediate effect. Nobody does that. Nobody will embarrass my government. Nobody does it. This attitude of people thinking that they can do whatever they want to do and get out of it cannot continue to work that way. Government is not run that way. You can't go for such an important body coming to the state without letting me know. You went and booked for government to host them. With whose approval? When you know as a member of the Civil Council, we have already outlined activities for a period.
All right, so, like I did mention a while ago as well, I did some snooping around, some asking around as to what happened. So, the MDCN, the Medical and Dental Council of Nigeria, is a regulatory body, not an association of doctors or dentists or medical practitioners. And I think annually they hold this event, and not at the behest of state governors. They hold this event themselves. They decide what states they're going to next. They have a calendar already determining that, okay, next edition, we're going to River State, not at the invitation of the River State government or at the behest of the River State government or any other state government for that matter. So that was decided already, that they were going to organize this event in River State. And as is their practice, and I think it's the practice of other councils and associations, they paid a courtesy visit to the River State governor, as I imagine they have done or would have done if they had gone to any other state. So I suppose therein lay the problem. I think the governor was concerned. He didn't know about maybe the visit or the event itself in the first place. Even though I also was informed from my sources that the commissioner did write to the governor's office intimating him of this visit. But very important to note once again, MDC and host their own events. They do not seek to be hosted by state governments for these events. All right, so what do you make of the commissioner's sack? Do you think the governor's reason is cogent? Call in 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. We're live on facebook.com / Nigeria Info PH. And Facebook? Okay, I think I mentioned on the Reddit. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. Via Facebook, Menye goes, the Medical and Dental Council of Nigeria, the professional health regulatory agency for the professional medicine, dentistry and alternative medicine in Nigeria, they don't need approval from WICA to meet with their professional colleagues, just like the NBA conference, ESV conference, etc. This is just an act of official high-handedness. Okay, let's get your take as well to the phone line. Hello, Heart Frank, welcome. Hello, go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a professional. I honestly do not understand why we can do what he did. I'm aware that this organization probably would have decided long before this year when they host in Port Harcourt. They normally have a calendar. So maybe even for the next 2-3 years, they know where to go. So they don't require the governor's assent to be able to do what he did. So Wike should probably tell us exactly what the issues are. It has nothing to do with this. Probably was looking for a reason to actually start the governor. He just found it.
And commissioner.
Then, he took it up to start the commissioner. Honestly speaking, there is absolutely no reason, and the man did nothing to warrant a sack. Thank you. I'm back to you.
All right. 9213. Hello. Hard fact to welcome.
Hello. Well.
Hello, go on.
Good evening. This is one thing with people. See, it's River State that is hosting this event, you understand?
No, the River State government is not the one hosting the event.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me, please? Hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Without informing the governor of the state.
Once again, you need to pay attention. Can you hear me, please? Now, the River State government is not the one hosting the event.
It's the abstention now. Where are they holding it? Where the River State is hosting.
No, the River State government, I'm speaking common English here. The River State government is not the one hosting the event.
Yes.
Just because the event is holding in River State does not mean the River State government is hosting it.
Yes. It's holding in River State. The governor is supposed to be aware.
Okay.
Is it not the governor is the chief secretary of the state? If anything happened to any of the professionals that come here, is it not the governor they will call?
Did you say politicians?
Your governor did.
Hello, did you say any of the politicians come in here? Did you say if anything happens to the politicians?
If anything happened to them, is our governor they will
They're not politicians. Are you even following the conversation?
Yes, right? They're not politicians, it's about them.
All right, I have to move on. Hello, Hard Fire, to welcome.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi, go ahead. Hi, go on.
Right, to me, the sack of the commissioner is an embarrassment to the state, embarrassment to the governor, and it's an embarrassment to the medical professional.
How so?
According to the information that the road to the governor, and the other one is that this is not the state government that is going to fund their annual meeting. They fund it by themselves. So even later, that even if the commissioner has not informed the governor, and then you want to sack him, you cannot sack him in presence of the professional colleague that came from other state. The governor could have leave everything, and then maybe today or tomorrow call him and say, okay, please, you have been losing your job. And then you sack him in presence of his professional colleague, and then you say he should go back to his lecturing work, then all manner of things. It's quite embarrassing to me. I think the governor should apologize to his professional colleague, apologize to the people River State, and then maybe possibly call the man back. Because to me, I don't know what the man is doing. It's not him that is going to fund everything. He's funding by themselves. Only by meeting that they come, then you said that you are there for me. And then according to the information that he wrote to the governor,
That's what my source told me.
To apologize,
all right. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi there.
I've always told you, I'm part of the people that keeps on saying that Wike feels he's doing River State a favor. And it's a shame to see. In every action, his actions and inactions, every day keeps on showing that he feels he's doing off a favor. I don't understand. It's just like some other people have said. It's like Institute of Surveyors coming to. They don't immediately approve out of the governor. They just come and do their thing. I felt them even notifying the commissioner or the governor. It's just maybe to show some regard or respect that, Oga, we did your title. We did your title. But
nobody asked for approval for all this. Is it because he spent, what's it called, state for the whole thing, Nigerian Bar Association or whatever?
No, well, you, hold on. Hello, can you hear me? How can you say he spent state funds hosting the NBA? How do you know that? You don't know that he spent state funds hosting the NBA.
Is he not the one that what's it called? Is he not the one that said it the last time the Nigerian Bar Association was there that he chose to host them?
Oh well.
Of course, is he not the state funds? I mean, is he the personal fund to host the Nigerian Bar Association?
Maybe he did.
Oh, okay. No, probably. He's very wealthy. He should be able to do that. It wouldn't even cost him anything. But it's a shame. He keeps on just giving us some vibes of this to him. But of course, because he's doing flyover, everybody is what is a legacy project to him. So if you don't care, you drive on his flyover. But it's a shame. It's a big shame. Thank God he's a professor. He's not somebody that will go tomorrow and start and be hungry. He can still pick up his book and go back to the classroom or the teaching hospital and continue his job.
All right. Moving on. 913, hello.
Hi, Mr. Daniel.
Hello, go on.
Good evening. Daniel, why would the commissioner behave like this now? Was he not informed? Was he not told how the commissioner for what was that one again that went to interrupt Las Vegas work? Was he not told? Why would he behave like this now? See, this is what would have happened. Preempt the governor that we'll be having an August visitor. And now that you have justified the city, this is the proper time to have a tour around Port Harcourt City and show them the beautiful city. Mr. Dayo, this is the better time for the governor to dole out, you know, 50 billion naira, 50 million naira, as the case may be. Maybe to one of the doctors that would have maybe been wearing the coat, and they will dress doctor with the suit. This fact commissioner did not do well. He did not do well. At least preempt the governor.
Okay,
and the governor would have rolled out the dancing drums, rolled out the people of
your position
and then
is...
we welcome them the way we usually welcome people.
Noted. Moving on. 913, hello. All right, let's see what's happening via WhatsApp. I believe I do have some messages over here. For the commissioner to be holding national program without the consent of his boss, the governor, it shows insubordination and he deserved to be sacked. As a Ojukwu Christian from Artillery said that, once again, the commissioner is not the one organizing the program. Hello, Dad. The governor might as well just sack all the commissioners if that's the level of micromanagement to expect in his government. If we want democracy, we need to be civil enough to accept all it stands for and not attain an elective position only to rule as sovereign king. That's where Mark Paul. The question should be, how accessible is the governor to his commissioners? The River State governor is the most inaccessible governor, according to my sources, and I wouldn't doubt the commissioner when he stated that he wrote to the governor's office. I was shocked when I heard from one of my sources that you have to fast and pray to get the governor to attend to your request. Sacking the commissioner is nothing short of dictatorial tendencies. The commissioner should dust his CV, look for another job, or enter the private practice. The question is, who is next? That's from Uchi Okeke. Hi, to my understanding, Governor Wike sacked the commissioner because he knew there are programs on the ground like the commissioning of roads and flyovers. Second, he was not invited. That's just that everyone in his cabinet rubber stamped. That's from Ayo Mike. Hello, I have a negative and positive perspective to the sack. A governor who thinks it shows weakness to admit making a mistake. Remember Don to Dusk. Positive part is a governor who always wants to know and holds his appointees accountable, unlike some persons in Abuja. That's from Dexter. And we've held meeting with the former commissioner of health concerning the reopening of syringe factory rumors here. I don't know if it's discussed it with the governor or not, so I'm using this opportunity to beg the governor to visit the syringe factory. We need our jobs back. The machines are gathering dust and rust. Those machines need maintenance and service. That's from a prince. Easy. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines now, I think. Hello, Heart Factor, welcome.
Hello, sir, good evening.
All right, go on.
Yes, do you remember when the former governor of Bayelsa State visited the king of the Calabar Kingdom, and he raised this same dust that for the king not to have told him that
if somebody like that will go and visit without him, it's a problem. In fact, there's so much dust about that. It was a problem. The reason behind that, you remember the popular saying of Usman that audio cap and fake. That same thing was because Goodluck Jonathan's wife went to Auntie Chief's title, the normal man, and did all those regalia. And he said, why wouldn't he tell him that he had breached protocol and he abused the bat in the presence of other kings, other monarchs? So.
All right, back to Facebook. Ahmed Danla Degos. I believe Governor Wike did not consult the organization before nominating one of their members as commissioner, the same way he has to ratify him if it goes contrary to the condition of his employer. Okay, back to the phone lines. 92.3, hello, you're welcome.
Good evening, Daryl.
All right, go on.
Mr. Progress over there. First, let me begin with a question. Though you may not answer it. Can a SAC commissioner be reinstated? Okay, now my position. I think that this is an issue with two spent coin. The commissioner was wrong, irrespective of how it happened, for a body like that to have their meeting in River State, and the governor is not told by any means whether he has written or through text message. I'm sure that the program was not just recently planned. So I think that the commissioner would have reached the governor or confirmed if what he wrote got to the governor. And then the governor, too, was too fast to have pronounced sack. I think that if your subject is not really working in the way you expected, you suspend first, investigate, before you dismiss. To have pronounced that is just too fast of him, and I think that the offense too does not require attack. So I plead with the governor so that people will not see him as one who does not listen to the people he works with. He should recall the commissioner and then let him recall the commissioner. I think that is what everybody is pleading, particularly that's what I'm pleading, and I know that governor can do it.
All right, right to hear from you, 913. Hello.
Good evening, Dario.
Hello, go ahead.
Hello, Alizé King, I'm calling you from Omama. Dario, to me, the sack of the Honorable Commissioner for Health is an embarrassment to the higher system. My reason is this. We agreed, and it has been established, that this union, they host their annual meeting without the consent of any governor of any state.
Council, not
where
union.
They will hold their meeting. Now, why will holding the meeting now in River State be that peculiar? Must governor know everything that happened in this state? The most part of a thing is that he was very prepared to pronounce his sack immediately, even in the presence of the delegate he led to go and meet the governor. To me, he has never committed any offense that will lead to his sack. Moreover, this union, they came to him as a commissioner of health in River State. He did not do any wrong by leading them to go and meet the governor. I think our governor should reconsider the decision of sacking this young man, please. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, sir. Do you want to wrap this up in a moment? Let's see, maybe a few messages via WhatsApp. This is pure totalitarianism system of government. This wicked government is highly autocratic in nature. It's a pity wicked decides who gets what, how, and when in River State. It's a one-man show. That's some chidi. Could even die. The governor's action is too sweet. He should reinstate the commissioner with immediate effect and investigate the person that boycotted the letter from getting to him. We're watching with keen interest. That's from Fiddle Lambs. The commissioner is an appointee of the state, appointed by the governor. The job is all about hire and fire, so that's it. Emmanuel Zodima goes, in as much as I hold some reservations as to why the governor said he wasn't notified, my question is that situation a sackable offence? Hello, Dye, I may not understand why the commissioner was sacked, but Wike rightly said in your playback that the commissioner booked the program to be paid for by the government, and the governor should be aware about it. That's some light. I don't think the governor said that. I'm sure I've played that back more than once, and I've heard it more than once, and the governor did not say that he was booked to be paid for by the state. Anyways, that's the much that I can take.